Well, in my field, I try to put something in there unless it's in the pasture. Sow it in Bermuda grass or these here, these big leaf. We got them out there around. Plant some of them in there, the end of that ditch. Helps control just a small one. Or a spot in between. Like you go down that ditch way and put a row of them across there. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Catch dirt.
Uh-huh. What are some creeks around here?
The names of them?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a Clear Creek, Spring Creek, Elm. That's all I can think of now. There's a lot of little creeks that I don't. We've got one right down here. There's a guy that died, and I asked him, he told me what the name of that creek was, and I never can remember it since then. I've asked several, and they didn't know.
He was the only one who knew, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe he was the only one who
called it. Well, the only one I've. Yeah, well, no, there's several of them, but it's the only one I've run up to. And, you know, it's old, and he was old.
Yeah.
The younger ones might not never even heard of it.
I wonder if this is the same Elm Creek that starts up at St. Joe. I bet it is.
Well, I didn't know Elm started up there. Clear Creek does. Ain't it Clear Creek, or is that Elm that starts up there?
Well,
I believe that is Elm starts up there.
St. Joe used to be a town. It used to be called Head of Elm.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's because Elm Creek starts.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it's Elm. I was thinking about Clear Creek. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a big rise in the land?
Big rise in the wind, a whirlwind? Well,
in the land.
Oh.
Big rise in the land.
Hill.
Okay.
Rise.
Yeah, rise. That's what I call it too. Okay, what would you call big one, like bigger than a hill?
Mountain.
Okay. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp, you'd call it what?
Call it the rocky side.
Okay, that's probably what I call it too. Used to be, well, in cowboy movies and stuff, when a gunfighter would kill a man, he'd cut a little thing in his gun handle or in his belt. What do you call that little thing? Cut in there.
You know what they really call it? I can't. But
what?
I can't think. Just call it a notch, cut a notch.
Okay. Did you ever
remember it?
Did you ever hear that that used for something about the landscape? Did you hear him talk about a notch up there in hill or something?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I never lived in the hills much.
Yeah, me neither. In Wichita Falls, we've got fewer hills than there are here.
Yeah.
You know, I went back last weekend. I hadn't been back in, well, I guess since Christmas, and I was surprised. I thought there were more hills than that. But it's just really flat.
Yeah.
What do you call a place where boats stop and they unload freight? On a river or at the ocean?
Well, it would be a... Well, you shut off me then. I don't know, but I can't think.
Well, you stopped me thinking. What would you call a place in a river where a large amount of water falls down a long way?
Waterfall.
Okay. What are all the roads made out of around here?
Well, you mean what they put on them?
Yeah.
It's tar and gravel, or asphalt and gravel, usually. That's what mine is.
Y'all got a pretty good road out here. It's a nice one.
Well, they put some light stuff on there just 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's so nice. You know,
soft gravel, some kind. I never saw it before.
Huh. You know, in Dallas, a lot of the roads are in real bad shape because of the winter.